This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. President Biden is emotionally pleading for new gun restrictions after another mass shooting at an American school. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act.
The president says this just does not happen anywhere else. Only in America are little kids killed in schools.
Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders.
Standing in the Roosevelt Room with the First Lady, he said it's time to end it.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And to issue a correction, I said earlier that two children were still missing after the shooting. Unfortunately, both of those children are part of the death toll. 19 students and two teachers died in Tuesday's shooting in Texas. The attack happened in the city of Uvalde, where authorities said the 18-year-old gunman first shot his grandmother, then crashed a car and entered the school, carrying out the shootings before being killed by law enforcement. Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Eric Estrada told CNN that officers saw the gunman, who was wearing body armor, leave a crashed car carrying a rifle, and that officers were engaging with the suspect, but that he was still able to enter the school. In the chaotic minutes and hours following the attack, the extent of the massacre was unclear. Some shooting victims were taken to local hospitals, and the number of those killed and wounded difficult to confirm. And once again, that death toll currently is 19 children and two adults in the southwestern state of Texas. The city is Uvalde. This is VOA News. Russia's parliament on Tuesday passed a bill giving prosecutors powers to shut foreign media bureaus in Moscow if a Western country has been unfriendly to Russian media following the closure of some media Russian state news outlets in the West. The journalists of a media organization deemed to be an offender under the bill would have their foreign ministry accreditation withdrawn, meaning they could not work in Russia. The new bill adds to the challenges facing foreign media after Russia in March adopted a law which penalized what it termed fake news about its army. The bill needs to undergo two more readings by Russia's lower house of parliament, to be reviewed by the upper house of parliament, and then be signed by President Vladimir Putin before it becomes law. Delegations from Sweden and Finland are scheduled to hold talks with senior Turkish officials in an effort to overcome Turkey's objections to their historic bids to join the NATO alliance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey says it opposes the two Nordic countries' membership in the military alliance, citing grievances with Sweden's and, to a lesser extent, Finland's perceived support to groups it views as terrorists. It also accuses the two of imposing arms exports restrictions on Turkey. Turkey's objections have dampened Stockholm's and Helsinki's hopes for a quick membership in NATO amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and puts NATO's credibility at stake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea test-fired three ballistic missiles on Wednesday, including what appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile. This, according to South Korea, it took place hours after U.S. President Biden wrapped up a visit to Northeast Asia. U.S. officials had repeatedly warned North Korea could conduct a long-range missile launch or even a nuclear test during or around Biden's Asia trip. While North Korea refrained from any tests during Biden's visit, its flurry of launches came just 12 hours after he left Japan. As the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, and her team are visiting China from May 23rd through the 28th, human rights groups, including Amnesty International, have said the UN rights chief must address crimes against humanity and gross human rights violations in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in northwest China. Bachelet's office said Friday that her six-day visit to China would include cities in Xinjiang, where China is accused of genocide by the U.S. government. Beijing has repeatedly denied those accusations. Recapping our top story, President Biden is pleading for new gun restrictions after another mass shooting at an American school, this one in Texas. Marissa Melton, VOA News.